Hello and welcome to the Lighten Up Podcast with Lauren Polly, your invitation to living on the lighter side of life. I'm Lauren Polly, and I am delighted you have chosen to join me today for episode 247, otherwise known as episode number 4 in the Resiliency Roadmap series. This series is all for entrepreneurs who are looking to get their voice out in the world, succeed at business, but more importantly, succeed at taking care of themselves along the way. I am really dedicated to looking at how mental well-being and creativity kind of blend together into a unique success point, the sweet spot, really, where you actually feel good in yourself. You feel comfortable in your own skin. You feel like your life is well-rounded and fulfilling. And because of that, your creativity and your business success can really take off from there. So we've been diving into a lot of different conversations. Episode 1 was all about resiliency, what that looks like. Episode 2, we talked about having mental health and entrepreneurship as a journey, not a destination. And then our third episode last week, we talked all about being able to be aware of energy dynamics and how to actually take care of ourselves in these dynamics that always come up whenever you're dealing with other people. Huge for business owners. So today we are going to talk about mind and body connection and really the entrepreneur's edge who brings this into their business. So again, this is based off of my brand new ebook called Resiliency Roadmap. It's a free download. You can go ahead and grab that down below. There are a lot more tools, tricks, and reflective exercises that you can grab from that book to make this a deeper journey for yourself. So you can get your free copy in the show notes below. The mind-body connection conversation is not about having a business based on mind-body connection. Those of you who are in the field and that is your sweet spot, you're going to have a lot of great information already at your fingertips. But really, I want to talk about including your own mind and your own body, your mental health and your physical health day in and day out, and how that helps support your creative vision. So it's not about having a business that is holistic in nature. You may be a realtor. You may have a finance business. You know, you may create puppets for people. I have no idea. You're out there doing your creative thing. And a lot of times people think if you have a business like that, that isn't health, wellness, holistic based, that this conversation doesn't apply, when actually it's really, really important. Again, this conversation that we're having with this ebook, with this whole podcast series, it's really about building resiliency in yourself, having your own back, a solid foundation, a creative voice, so that then you're able to succeed as only you can. Part of that, and part of what gives you an edge as an entrepreneur, is if you know how to take care of yourself. And so today's conversation is really about the mind, the body connection, and how both are really needed so that you can actually have a good quality of life. I was talking to my assistant not too long ago, and she was one of the people who kind of nudged me along to make this ebook and this series. And it was interesting. I mean, she's got little kids at home. She's got a lot of stuff going on. She's got multiple people that she works with. I'm not her only client. And she says, yeah, it's not a struggle, but sometimes it's a struggle. And she said, backtracking a little quickly about, you know, making sure that she had time for herself, time for her family, time for her life, and also time for her business. And so I feel like so many of us as entrepreneurs, we wear tons of different hats. We may have a full-time gig that we do. We may have a lot of side projects. We may have multiple clients. You may have a business like mine that has multiple facets to it. So I'm always putting different hats on. You probably chose that because you like it. I know I did. It does not mean that we don't have to add special self-care into the mix to make sure that we're fully equipped and ready to do that, though. So many people think that to be an entrepreneur and to go into that space, it's all about freedom, right? That's the big progress. Freedom with more money, setting your own schedule, freedom of creativity. These things drive us. And yet they overwhelm us because sometimes we go into such an open container that we have no structure to support ourselves. So this whole conversation that we're having with the series is that, but today really looking at what foundation step we can build so that your physical health is taken care of, your mental and emotional health, which includes your personal relationships, right? All of that is part and parcel of the business. What happens when we don't do this? Burnout. And we all know the classic signs of burnout, where you basically are on the couch for days and your body's exhausted, your health takes a downturn. But it's really interesting if you look at more of a functional burnout situation, that's more prevalent and you don't know it's happening. All of a sudden, you just don't have creative ideas. You all of a sudden feel a little bit stifled and stuck where you don't really have that forward movement. You may actually start to feel like you're less interested in what you're creating in the world, or you have a client coming to you and you just can't quite get it up for them. You know what I mean? So sometimes that functional burnout is something that we hit more frequently and sit longer in than an actual burnout where we would have a wake-up call to do something different. So if you've been feeling a little ho-hum about what you're creating, if you're a little stuck, you don't quite know what else to do, I hit this a couple years ago. Probably a little bit before COVID. COVID was kind of a good timing, at least for my part, to be able to open up some space for that self-reflection and kind of taking a break. It also showed me where I was throwing spaghetti at the wall, really trying to make something work, wearing too many hats and trying too many different things that I wasn't able to really invest and see one thing through. So these natural pauses that may come into play are very, very helpful to keep in mind. But even if there isn't a natural pause that comes in, where do you need to instill one so that your mind and your body can come back into balance? And it doesn't have to be a big thing. It doesn't mean that you just take off and stop doing things, or you quit all your clients, or you stop your business. But is there an hour you can give yourself? Is there a day you can take off? Are there certain times where you could maybe follow the energy a little bit more? You know, last week I had planned to do a whole bunch on Wednesday. That was like a day that had a little bit more space to it. And then that just wasn't the energy. I was really tired. I really needed more of a self-care day. And I looked at my to-do list and I looked at the timeline I had to get things done. And I went, this is so not ideal, but I'm going to listen to my body here and actually take the break that it needs, because I know it's going to fill my cup and I'm going to be way better off for the rest of the week. So this flexibility and this ability to really listen to your body is key. Some of you may be new to the conversation of listening to your body like it's a partner. If you've been following my podcast for a while, I'm sure you've heard me talk about this. Go back and listen to old episodes. I've got a lot on the mind-body connection. But really, if you're looking at your body being a partner in what you're creating, the way it looks, the way it feels, and making it part of the conversation. Strange example, when I was building this podcast back in the day, I think I've been doing this about 5 years now. Before that, I had an hour-long live radio show that I did. So I was live on the air Monday for a full hour, and it was a different format, right? I had some guests on, there was a lot of back and forth, it was a longer time. I was kind of locked into the time slot, so I had to be present for it. It was a different experience. It was a great experience because it really taught me how to show up and speak for 60 minutes, even if there wasn't a lot of interaction from an audience. But it also burned me out a little bit because my body didn't like sitting in a chair for that long. So when I got burnt off with that one, I laid it to rest. I took some space, and then I got the idea of doing another podcast. So when I was looking at the format that I wanted to do, I really brought my body into the conversation. Doing an interview format back and forth, I wasn't feeling it. Okay. Sitting around for a 60-minute show, wasn't feeling it. 30 minutes felt a little bit too much. So then I came up with this 15-minute. And I went, oh, that feels really good. So for me, part of why I chose the format that I did in a creative way is because my body was really giving me signals that it did not want to sit still for that long or to show up on a schedule like that. So that was actually a really interesting conversation because it was not just my mind going, well, people want more information, or if I had a longer podcast, I could go more in depth because I like the depth. I don't like the quick stuff. But I chose a different format based on the information I was having from a physical sense. And it created a lot more ease for me. Being able to look at what you're creating, if you're going into creating a workshop and the idea of getting in front of people, just the idea of it starts to feel draining and exhausting. I wonder if there's a pivot you could do instead. If the one-to-one work that you're doing is feeling like it's super taxing, well, then maybe there's something else. I feel like if we can really pay attention to the signs our body is giving us, how much energy it has, how much opening it has when we think about doing something, we're going to have an added layer of information before we start a project that we ultimately don't want to complete because we weren't listening. So this is where that mind-body communication piece is really key. One of the aspects of the mind-body connection. Not just taking care of your physical and your mental health and having time to do that, but actually letting the mind and the body talk to each other and having both have a voice at the table before you start to launch a new project or fulfill it. So play with that, and maybe over the course of the next week, every time you have a decision about a social media post, about a client, where you want to sit, how you want to do it, check in with the way your body feels when you think about doing that. Does it feel relaxed, like it can chill out while you're delivering, or does it start to feel tight or tired? And then maybe just think and indulge in that thought process about different ways you could deliver and see what happens. One of the beauties of the entrepreneurship, again, is the freedom. It's the freedom of creativity and also all these different ways we can deliver our products. So maybe give yourself the bandwidth to be able to do that and get creative and think outside of the box. And just FYI, that may not happen overnight. You may need a little bit of time to develop that new thing. But if you're getting hits from how your physical health could feel different doing that, follow it and see what'll get created. I know when I did that with my podcast, it actually came out way better than I would have done if had I locked my body into a longer or more structured format with that. So, physical health and mental health. How do we manage that on kind of a day-to-day basis while we're wearing all of our different hats? Everything that we do, hat on, hat off, right? Lots of balls in the air, lots of changes, maybe last minute. Being able to have a routine, I find is super helpful, but also having a lot of flexibility in that routine. So for me, when I wake up in the morning, I like to get up, I like to meditate, then I like to do my automatic writing or journaling. However, I'm very inconsistent and I don't like doing that all the time. Sometimes I like to mix it up a little bit. So instead of having a routine of I get up, I do this, and I do this, I just know that for the first 30 minutes of my day, I'm going to do something for me and my body. Because sometimes I sit down to meditate in a seated posture, like I typically do, and my body really wants to move. So I give it permission to instead go for a walk or to do some yoga. Sometimes I want to journal, and other times I'm like, you know what? I'd rather just talk. I open up my notes on my iTunes and I just start speaking my voice memos. So I feel like you have to have enough of a schedule where you have these touch bases with yourself, but also have enough flexibility because you're wearing so many different hats, going from juggling all that different stuff to a very structured routine may be too drastic for you. So giving yourself some wiggle room is super important. And I do that 3 times a day. That was my morning routine example. First 30 days, something to do with me, taking care of my body, coming into myself with my mind, and also starting that creative process, writing or speaking, whatever suits that day. Halfway through my day, I need a new check-in. Usually at that stage, it just kind of depends on my energy, but I usually like a little bit of nature time. And I like a lot of nurture time. So typically I'll lay down and actually do like a yoga nidra or a guided meditation. Something even just with my eyes closed, with 5 minutes of breathing, if I don't have a lot of time, just to reconnect to myself. Because through that morning, I centered myself, I had my creativity revved up, then I went into interacting. Well, what did we talk about a couple episodes ago? Those energy dynamics and that give and that take back and forth with other people. That can drain you, or that can crowd your space. So having this midday check-in, regardless of how long it is, just gives me enough space to come back home and to recharge my battery for the rest of the day. It's very important. If you don't do that, sometimes you run out of steam. And then I love an evening wind down. So that's another one that I put into my bucket as well, having that evening time. And usually I want some social interaction, something fun, and I want to laugh. So reading a light book, having a comedy on TV, anything to kind of bring me a little bit more into that social aspect while I then move into my evening. And again, it changes. If I'm really tired from the day and maybe I don't want to socialize, I can pull something from my bucket. I can pull out anything else that I have on my little self-care list. There's a tip for how to create that in the ebook when you get your copy. That if you have that kind of running list, and keep this in mind that you want a routine because you want to have this muscle built of checking in with yourself multiple times a day. Coming back to yourself and not getting lost in all the different hats that you're wearing helps. But also having enough flexibility that you can move with the energy of the situation, how your mind is feeling, how your body's feeling, and intuitively, what feels like it's going to bring you back home and connect the mind and the body back together again. So that's kind of like my most practical tip, as I like those three touch bases. Every single day I've got those three going on, but I let them look different based on what's happening, right? Because sometimes you don't have a good 30-minute chunk. You've got 5 minutes, but that is 5 minutes that you can spend reconnecting to yourself. The entrepreneurial edge, when you have the mind and the body working together, are really twofold in this episode, right? We've talked about creating things from the get-go with your mind and your body both included in the conversation. Choosing things that not only spark your intellect and really lead with your creativity, but bring your body along for the ride so your body feels cozy and comfortable and cared for. So you're not fighting against yourself every step of the way. That in the creative process is huge. And then as you're building everything and working your way through, having this other part where you have this routine that's not routine to actually help guide you. So that day in, day out, we're constantly reconnecting and reintegrating. It actually, one leads into the other, because before you know it, your body is going to be part of the conversation from here on out. So I invite you to play with this. Come up with your own list. Get a sheet of paper out. Write down a whole bunch of things that make you feel calm, make your body feel delicious, things that actually feel like integrate you, not scatter you. Because again, that's what entrepreneurs go through, is a scattered state with too many things to do. Whatever helps you kind of hone back in again, put it on the list. And again, there's some more tips in my ebook about how to do this. It'll walk you through. So play with this conversation. Next week, we are going to talk about self-care in leadership. So many of us have teams that we lead, or even if we don't have a team, we're leading a vision. So why that is so important to actually have self-care, and it's not selfish at all. It is something that's actually required for you to have your foundation and your creative voice in the world. Have an amazing week. And as always, I will chat with you soon.